And welcome back, and thank you for tuning in to Roselle Now's this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, where we're visiting with custom home builder, nationally known for his efforts in sustainability, green building, as well as accessibility, Mr. John Wesley Miller, builder of the Armory Park subdivision. And John, I have to tell you, there's a lot about that entire subdivision that I love. But the one thing that really catches me is driveway, garage access in the back, and all the front yards face each other, where you can actually grab a big glass of mint sun tea, sit out on the front patio, and visit with your neighbors walking up and down the walkway you've got set up.
Well, Rosie, that's exactly right. And that was one of my main ideas when we were planning the development, to make it neighbor-friendly. You know, a lot of people, they pull in their garage and never go out their front door. But with our neighborhood, every house has a front porch, and there's a six-foot-wide walkway between the houses. The houses are a little over 40 feet front porch to front porch. So if anybody's walking down the walk and you're sitting out on the front porch, you say, howdy, and if you want to talk, you can. But it's so important, and we've been featured in lots of articles about neighborhood friendly.
It's a beautiful setting. When we're building very often for clients out of the Midwest, one of their first questions is, why don't y'all have basements? And then the second question is, why do y'all put these walls up around your backyard?
Well, I think originally it was to keep the snakes and the coyotes out.
Yeah.
Some people like the privacy. But the other thing, Rosie, that's important is we've done a lot of building for wheelchair-accessible homes. And by having a six-foot walk, two wheelchairs can actually pass each other walking, as well as people walking side by side. So accessibility for people that are disabled or in wheelchairs is an important part of the development, which continues on into the house with accessible bathrooms and no steps from the front going in the house.
You know, I would consider this one concept of supply side economics. Once a family moves into Armory Park and experiences all the subtle little differences that are there that aren't in the other subdivisions, they're never going to be happy anyplace else.
Well, I drove through there Sunday, and there's not one house for sale. There's 93 completed occupied homes, and there's not one for sale. They're all occupied.
That's fantastic. One home in there, in particular, is known as the Vision Home of Tucson. Give us a brief description of what that home is.
Well, the idea was to take all the latest, greatest technology, the most accessible, efficient appliances, plumbing, super insulation, have it be enough solar energy that it actually sells power back to Tucson Electric Power. It generates more than it uses. The Vision Home was a collaboration with the Green Building magazine, national magazine. And those people worked with us, all the suppliers, such as Kohler Plumbing and the different appliances, were all part of the demonstration project of how you could make it beautiful as well as energy efficient.
Well, I tell you what, Mr. Miller, we're going to have you back on the show, because you and I both know we can make a huge impact by creating subdivisions like Armory Park, but we have a huge housing inventory that is so grossly underperforming. You and I need to have a conversation. Just how do we implement this on the remodeling work that's going to be involved in our trades over the next decades?
Well, Rosie, I'll be happy to talk about that because we've been able to help a lot of people modernize their homes with extra insulation, better windows, solar hot water, and all the things we do in the new ones. A lot of that we can do in the existing older housing stock as well.
That's fantastic. We're visiting here with Mr. John Wesley Miller of the John Wesley Miller Companies, builder, realtor, and consultant in the Tucson area, been active in the industry for 50 years and recognized nationally as a leader in sustainability, green building, and accessibility, as highlighted in Armory Park. You can check him out at his website, johnwesleymillercompanies.com, where you can get a tour of a lot of his work at Armory Park in particular. Mr. Miller, again, I just can't thank you enough for joining us, and we're going to get you back, and we're going to emphasize the next time you're on just what can we do with the housing inventory we're already stuck with that's been built the last 50, 60 years.
Thank you, Rosie. It's been my honor.
All right, sir. Thanks a million. You have a great day.
Yes, sir.